Four teenaged musicians who had their public debut at 2023's Rogue Fest delivered an impressive lineup of shows last weekend at the Heritage Playhouse in Gibson's. Belt comprises Brielle Taylor, lead vocals, Joshua Peloza, drums and violin, Julian Bailey, guitar and vocals, and Jack Davis, bass and sax. The group performed 10 original compositions, rhythmic jams, plus a selection of classic grunge covers, linked by entertaining commentary from Bailey. Ushers observed that sound waves from the group's exuberant volume blew signage clear off a row of theater seats. Following a standing ovation on Saturday night, a gaggle of departing fans was overheard by the Coast reporter giving an impromptu review, "Man, that was tight." Fitting praise for a band named Belt. Authors zoom into classrooms. 10 virtual author presentations for students took place this week to mark Family Literacy Week in BC, which runs from January 21 to 28. The Sunshine Coast Festival of the Written Arts partnered with School District 46 to invite authors into classrooms through digital channels. Featured authors included Kenneth Oppel, best-selling author of Silverwing, Carl Subban, whose book, The Hockey Skates, features his son, former NHL defenseman P.K. Subban, Kim Spencer, who won the TD Canadian Children's Literature Award for her middle-grade novel Weird Rules to Follow, and Samantha Bainan, who wrote School District 46's Coast Reads Pick Ola Chan Moon, published by Madeira Park Company Harbor Publishing. The authors joined from as far away as New Brunswick and Ontario, and as near as Gibson's. Local author and editor Callie George offered a writing presentation to intermediate students and discussed her book series Wings of Olympus. Other featured authors included Andrea Fritz, Natalie Hyde, Valerie Sherard, Jack Wong and Karina Joe. Canadian authors have visited School District 46 classrooms, both in person and virtually, every year since 2007. The literacy programming is organized by Celebration of Authors, Books and Community, CABC, a joint initiative of School District 46 and the Festival of the Written Arts that was formed to support literacy on the Sunshine Coast. Get ready to rumba! The Sunshine Coast Jazz and Entertainment Society is kicking off the new year with its annual fundraising dance for the Gibson's Landing Jazz Festival and beyond. The dance takes place at the Roberts Creek Community Hall on Saturday, January 27. The featured performers from Vancouver, Rumba Calzada, are a Juno-nominated band led by composer and percussionist Rafael Geronimo. The group is renowned for its Caribbean fusion music. Joining Rafael on stage is former Sunshine Coast singer, composer, and multi-instrumentalist Susanna Williams along with Rolando Preza, congas, vocals, Vince Mai, trumpet, Louis Mastroianni, keys, and Alan Johnston, bass, vocals. DJ Sam Pulpo will be spinning funky Latin groove tunes on two sets, from the time that doors open at 8 p.m. until the band starts, and also during the band break. Pulpo, together with Paula Pau Pau, are renowned for hosting popular Latin funk DJ nights on the coast. Indigenous strength on screen. The Sunshine Coast Film Society will present the multiple award-winning Indigenous production Bones of Crows on Monday, February 5 at the Gibson's Heritage Playhouse, 7:30 p.m., and Saturday, February 10 at the Raven's Cry Theatre in Sechelt, 2 p.m., Directed by accomplished BC actor, writer and producer Marie Clements, the film is a sweeping drama grounded in historical truth. Interspersed with historical footage, it follows the 100-year history of Aline Spears, Grace Dove, the Revenant, a Cree code talker with the Canadian Forces who survives the trauma of residential school and its generational impact. The film is carried by an all-star cast of Indigenous actors such as Glenn Gould and Michelle Thrush, and a cameo by legendary filmmaker Alanis Obomsan. There are some disturbing scenes, but what endures is an ode to the strength and courage of Indigenous people. This film is rated 18+. Film Society membership is required for admission. Book memberships and tickets in advance online or with cash at the door. Browse to www.scfs.ca for details.